The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Your bedtime.
Oh, Mommy, I don't want to go to bed yet.
You heard your mother. Go on now.
You may take 5 more minutes, Betsy, and in those 5 minutes, I want you to pick up all your school papers that you have all over the living room here, pick them up, and decide which ones you want to save.
I want to save them all.
No, dear, you can't save every single one. Now choose the best ones and throw the others out. Huh?
Throw them out?
Honestly, Betsy, we can't save them all, dear. I mean, save the drawings you've done if you want to, but you don't need to keep all these spelling papers and arithmetic papers.
Oh, Mommy, I want to keep everything.
Oh, honestly, honest, as Mary Lou is the same way.
Oh, well, that'll keep them. Plenty of room in the attic. You nice to look them over when she grows up.
Well, look at the drawing, Daddy. Isn't it good?
Let's see. Oh, boy, I should say that's very good, uh-huh. You never know. Maybe she'll grow up to be a great artist, and these things will be valuable. Hey, look at that now. That's a very good elephant.
It's not an elephant.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Well, what is it, honey?
It's a rabbit with a carrot in his mouth.
Oh, of course, a rabbit with a carrot in its mouth. What's the matter with me?
And look at this, Daddy. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, I should say. Hey, those colors are very, very lovely. What's it supposed to be, though?
It isn't supposed to be anything. It's just colors.
Oh, uh-huh. What are they teaching them in school these days? Impressionistic painting?
Well, I don't know, dear.
Waking up in the morning. Because it's the way my room looks when I wake up and the sun is coming in my window.
Hey, that's very good now, isn't it?
Yes, I like it. Yeah. Very nice.
And maybe she needs some real art lessons. Maybe we ought to discuss that.
Well, what she needs worse right now is some sleep, and I'll give you 3 more minutes to pick up your papers and get upstairs to bed, young lady. Now hurry up.
If someone you know has had an accident or an operation, the chances are he was given blood or blood plasma to prevent shock or to replace lost blood. Or perhaps one of your children came down with the measles and was given a shot of gamma globulin. That required blood for its manufacture. Wherever emergency arises, in accidents, operations, or disasters, blood is urgently needed. And there's no time to get it after the emergency arises. It must be there, always ready for immediate use. The agency that collects the blood for our military and civilian hospitals and keeps blood banks all over the country well-stocked is the Red Cross. This is only one of the countless invaluable services performed by this wonderful organization. One of the ways in which you can help the Red Cross is by giving blood regularly. There are many other ways you can help, too, doing various kinds of welfare or hospital work, becoming a nurse's aide, teaching or learning water safety, and countless other useful volunteer jobs. Right now, during Red Cross Month, join and serve and help the Red Cross stay on the job for you.
You go right to sleep, Betsy. Not another word.
Why are you and Mommy going to bed?
We're right down here in the living room. We're not going anywhere. You go to sleep, dear.
Hey, you know, I was looking over some of her other drawings upstairs. No, she's not bad.
No, honey.
Well, now she is. And she's got a good sense of color and perspective.
Well, I've seen what some of the other children in her class do, and though I hate to say it, dear, but I'm afraid a lot of them are much better.
Oh? Well, I can't draw a thing. I never could. So I guess when I see Betsy draw a house that looks like a house, I think she's wonderful.
Yes, well, I never could draw anything either, so I'm afraid she hasn't inherited any artistic talent. The worst of it is I don't really know anything about art either. I never really know why something is a masterpiece and something else isn't.
No, I don't either. I know.
Oh, Aunt Effie called. She's going to a movie with her friend, Miss Jensen, and stay overnight with her so she won't be home tonight.
Oh, well, fine. We can have the evening to ourselves.
Yeah, I'll be like,
as though I talked too soon.
Yeah, look at that, babe. Oh, I didn't hear a car drive up. Looks like Myra's car.
Myra? Oh, God. I hope she doesn't stay long.
Now,
Myra,
be quiet, will you?
Well, she drives me crazy. She talks so dumb.
Please? Myra! I said it looked look like your car.
What, now, say, I was just driving past and thought I'd pop in a minute.
Oh, come on in and sit down. Sit down. Here, let me take your coat.
Have you got company?
No, I'm not dropping anything. No, not a thing. We just got Betsy to bed. And if he's visiting a friend, and we were just sitting here talking.
Oh, hello, Myra. Yeah, we were just sitting here discussing art.
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
Heard about what?
Art Paulson. I heard about it yesterday. Wasn't it terrible?
Wasn't what terrible? What are you talking about?
Art Paulson. Isn't that what you were talking about?
No, no. He meant just art paintings, you know.
Well,
I didn't know you were art lover. I'm crazy about it myself. I used to paint before I was married, but I don't get any time for it anymore.
I had this marvelous teacher. He was simply marvelous. And he said that I had a real feeling for, you know, expressing myself.
Oh, did he? Uh-huh. Well,
of course, you can imagine when George and I were in Europe last year. It was just absolutely thrilling to go into these absolutely marvelous art galleries.
Uh-huh.
And see these world-famous masterpieces. Uh-huh. Really, it just takes your breath away. Oh, the Tate Gallery in London. It was great, just great.
Uh-huh.
Where's the nice paper, honey?
Oh, it sits over there in the magazine rack. I think I stuck it in.
And the Louvre in Paris. You're planning to go to the Louvre, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I guess so.
You guess so?
Yes, I mean, I haven't planned definite things like that, Mommy. We won't be going until June or July. You know,
unless she earns some money, she won't be going at all.
I will get it somehow.
Well, you've got to go to the Louvre.
Yeah.
After all, that's why you'll see that marvelous painting, sometimes called the Mona Lisa.
Sometimes.
Well, after all, that was not a real name, actually.
Oh, come on, Myra. It's always called the Mona Lisa.
Dear.
It is, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, why don't you read your paper? Myra just dropped in 10 minutes. We want to talk.
No, wait a minute. I am interested in what Myra has to say, too. I mean, she's been to Europe. We might get some good pointers on what you're saying.
Well, yes, of course. Obviously, but
she knows more about art than we do.
Well, if I do say so myself, I know what is good when I say it.
You're not there, you see. We were just saying that we didn't, really. Weren't we, honey, huh?
Well, yes.
Yes, all right. Now, we can learn something from Myra. I mean, she feels like teaching us.
Oh, sure.
Yes, well, then tell us, Myra.
Yeah.
Tell us, how do you tell whether a masterpiece is a masterpiece?
Well, if it's hanging in a big gallery, you know it must be, don't you?
No, all right. No, I mean, really. Now, supposing the Mona Lisa hadn't already been painted. Supposing I sat down and painted it in a burst of inspiration, and I just showed it to you. What would you say?
I said I'd like to paint.
Come on, funny people. No, you know what I mean. Would you know instantly that I had painted a masterpiece?
Oh, yes, I would.
You would?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure.
How would you know?
Well, it's so obvious. I mean, the light, the shadows, the delicate shading, the composition of the background.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, you take any great painting and it's just there. I mean, the fundamental nature of a symbol that is somehow harmonious with the finality of a simple geometrical form.
Oh, yes, I see.
And you take Rubens, Rembrandt, any of the great Dutch painters, or the Italian school of painting, and you find the same thing.
Uh-huh.
You might say that every truly great painting is the artist's own interpretation, his own projection of his own basic imagery, which, of course, he expresses on an individual sense of balance and composition.
Uh-huh. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I think that...
I'm learning something, aren't you?
Well, yes. I mean, I think it's very nice of Myra to explain all this.
I do, too. I think it must be wonderful to know whether or not a painting is good when you see it.
Oh, I can. I really can. George always says he wishes he knew as much about painting as I do, yeah? So he could really enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Now, he got nothing out of seeing the Mona Lisa. I was so mad at him. He just stood there and he said, "I don't see what's so hot about that."
You like it?
Loved it, just loved it. The fact is, I stood there and looked at that painting. It was so marvelous, just marvelous. And I thought, I'm going to faint. I did. I thought, it is so beautiful, I'm going to faint.
But did you?
Well, no. But that's exactly the way you feel when you sit.
Yeah, well, I better take some smelling sauce along, huh?
Honey, I
didn't know you knew so much about painting, Myra. As a matter of fact, I have a painting that was done by an artist that, well, I've known for some time.
Now, look, Myra, do you know anything about modern art?
Oh, sure, sure. Well, I would certainly know whether or not it's any good.
What painting is that, dear?
Well, I think it's up in the attic somewhere. I'll see if I can dig it out. And sometime, Myra, when you drop over, I'd like your opinion. I mean, it's supposed to be good, but I just don't know.
Sure, be glad to.
Yes.
I look for it tonight, and if you find it, give me a call. George is going out of town tomorrow, so I could drop over tomorrow night. And I'll bring you a couple of art books I have, too.
Fine. I'll look for it tonight.
This week, in more than 3,000 communities throughout the United States, Campfire Girls are observing the 49th anniversary of their organization. The educational and recreational program of the Campfire Girls is enjoyed by participants of all races, religions, and economic backgrounds. Groups are kept small so that each girl may develop her own talents, skills, and interests. As the number of girls in each of the three Campfire Girls age groups increases, more girls want and need to enjoy their special programs of fun and friendship. Adult volunteers, both men and women, are needed to extend the effectiveness of the Campfire Girls. If you're interested in becoming a counselor, you may obtain more information from your local group. CBS Radio and its affiliated stations salute the more than 500,000 Campfire Girls in this, the 49th anniversary year of their important organization.
What's the matter with you? I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything. Sat there and made fun of Myra.
I did not. I was asking her questions about art, and she was delighted to tell me.
Well, I saw what you were doing, even if she didn't. I hope she didn't. Really?
I may not know anything about painting, but if there's anything that irritates me, it's people like Myra who pretend that they do it. It's so darn phony.
Well, she appreciates great paintings anyway.
Well, I appreciate them, but I don't go around spouting a lot of nonsense about why I appreciate them, babbling on about... What was it? Fundamental natures of something being symbolic with harmonious balance. After all, when you come right down to it, she said nothing.
What is this painting that you have in the attic? What?
I got an idea.
What are you up to?
That painting of Betsy's, the one she calls Waking Up in the Morning.
You are not.
Now, wait a minute. It's an abstract. It's an impressionistic painting. It's a very nice watercolor. Yeah. I'm going to put it in a nice frame. Tomorrow, we'll ask Myra what she thinks.
You are not going to do any such thing.
Yes.
To begin with, it isn't fair.
Look,
it isn't nice. You are not going to.
Now, what's wrong with asking Myra if my daughter herself?
Are you going to tell us, Betsy? Are you?
Well, now, look, many a child's painting has been submitted in a contest of adults and won a prize.
I think it's a joke that it's not very funny, and you tell her that Betsy did it now.
Look.
Oh, Kevin. No, I never asked Myra what happened to Art Paulson. That was so terrible.
Well, you can ask her tomorrow. Now, look, I am going to have my little joke, and don't you interfere, you hear? Boy, I can hear her already. Marvelous, simply marvelous. Oh, I can't wait till tomorrow. Oh,
and say, do you want to give your family a real treat for dinner? Serve them delicious Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. Tender pieces of mushroom and rich country cream. The best mushroom flavor yet. Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.